Also, Fluff, of course I'm going to do your audio. You're here. I'm sorry that I haven't done it before. I love your reference image. It makes me want to howl. And it makes me remember the first time that I did who has heard the collaboration I did with Queenie? That was, she was a werewolf and I was a vampire. And I really let loose with the howls. But I also discovered that I can't howl with a cock in my mouth. Like, if it's all the way in my mouth, I can't really do a full-throated howl. Sorry. I mean, I'm very limiting in that way. A girl can only howl so much. Yeah, Queenie was the vampire, and she was a great vampire. And I was the werewolf. And my dog was actually on the bed behind me. I did some test howls to make sure she was going to be okay. There's one. Sorry I didn't warn you. I might be a little bit sleep deprived. Oh, can you guys hear that bell? There's a cat in here. Thank you. I can actually do a fairly convincing dog howl when, not this time, maybe if I get into it. Yeah, the cats are going to need to get out the fuck out, actually. I bought this crazy little heated cat house that lives on my front porch. It's like whatever I can do to not actually have a litter box in my home, because I do not want a litter box in my home. So it's an electric heated cat house with little flap doors, and it's so cute. I'll have to post a picture in the safe pictures. So far, they haven't actually used it. They just bust their way into my house at night. Fuckers. Cats, man. Okay, this script. I'm taking my watch off because, as you all know, you never know what's going to happen to my watch in the heat of the moment. Ahem. This is a script by Fluff. Thank you for being here, Fluff. It's called The Roaring Flame in Her Eyes and Her Heart. Monster Girl. Hellhound. Girlfriend Experience. F-Dom. M-Sub. And as you all know, I love to pretend to be an F-Dom. I'm not a very good actual F-Dom. I'm the worst. But I love pretending to be one. Arguing. Also a skill of mine. L-Bombs. That's love. In Heat. Also a skill of mine. Outer Course. Yes, please. Pussy Job. Also yes, please. Awesome. I'll have to tell you a story about about my attempts to try to be dominant in an that's for another time. Okay. Amazon position. What is Amazon position? All I can imagine is a bow and arrow. Oh, wait. Reverse mating press. What is mating press? Oh, God. I'm such a neophyte. Oh, what's a pussy job? OMG, Bill Nye. Pussy job is like the only porn I watch some of the time. I mean, just imagine a smooth, wet, warm, juicy, puffy, swollen pussy sliding along your cock until you come. That's a pussy job. But I don't know what an Amazon is, and I don't know what a reverse mating press is. Ahem. Primal, yes. Breeding, oh yes. Oh God, Val. Val and I are definitely going to get together at some point. If I can convince her, or if she can convince me, we'll totally be on camera together, because she and I, if you haven't heard us together, we have some serious chemistry. Yeah, pussy jobs are amazing. I've never actually done one, but I've watched a lot of them. Okay, primal, breeding. Yes, please. Check-ins. I'm assuming that means like, hi, are you okay? I'm going to nurture you now. Future body acceptance. I need some body acceptance right now, please, though. Please, please. Thank you. Three cream pie. Pardon me. Three cream pies. Yes. Three. Yes. Impregnation. Again, yes, please. I would love to lactate again. Aftercare. Again, yes, please. Face licking. Oh. Can you guys hear this? Somebody give me a show of something. Is that actually okay? Is it gross or is it okay? I'm kind of so-so on mouth noises when I listen to audios, so I'm kind of maybe reserved about, okay, great. And thank you, Fluff, for, giving me some very interesting links to look at and peruse later. One more note for the newbies in the room that I watch the chat while I'm performing to the extent that I can. So, A, if something doesn't, oh God, please don't mention my looks. Just kidding. If something doesn't sound right, feel free to just like, like do that line again, loser. Or if just whatever, especially actually Fluff, I am giving you the trump card. God, I'm sorry I used the word Trump. I am giving you the whatever, like, you are the God card. So if so, nope. How about the Harris card? If I do any line reading that you're like, I don't know, that's not really cool. Seriously, just chime in. Likewise, if I do something that you really love, feel free to post because I'm watching. I'm watching while I'm reading and performing. Also, has anyone checked to see if I need any tools for this? Like, am I going to need a hammer? I don't have my hammer handy, but I do have, well, I'm wearing a fucking plug right now. Yeah, we're not doing politics, Kuro. So that's why I called Fluff God. Fluff is going to be God. He's not going to be a politician. I am very much firmly in the stance of separation of church and state. So Fluff is going to be both church and state. Fluff is God right now. Okay. Synopsis. I'm sorry for being sacrilegious, Kuro. Synopsis. Rough days at work really suck. Even more so when you're horny. Your hellhound girlfriend's been in heat all week, and she can no longer keep her urges under control. I mean, we've all been there, am I right? She needs you to help her like you've done before, to satisfy the animal inside her that's yearning to come out. The speaker is a hellhound that has been dating the listener for a while now. Normally, she's pretty laid back and easygoing. Like, I think we can all agree that I'm pretty laid back and easygoing. But work stress, can we say diapers, combined with biological urges, they're making me more and more aggressive, right? Okay, Fluff, you're God. The sound effects are going to be, oh, Kuro's leaving? Aw, oh, that's right. He had prior plans. Okay. Have fun with your D&D, Kuro. Okay. Sound effects are going to be added later, but I will read them in if it makes sense in the moment. We are going to start with, we are in the couple's home late in the evening, much like my home, except it's way too warm in here because I definitely need a glory hole cut in the side of my recording booth. So if somebody could get on that, that would be really great. Sound effect of door slamming. That was a shitty sound effect. Luckily, Kilbeggan is a wonderful human being who will fix that for me later. Sound effect of door slamming. What a shitty fucking week. It's so good to be back home. Oh, hey, babe. Sorry about the noise. I'm not in the best mood right now. The door's fine. I didn't slam it that hard. Yes, I remember what happened last time. Look at the hinges. They're still in place, aren't they? So just forget about it. I didn't fucking break anything. And even if I did, I just pay to replace it again. Is that all? Or do you want to bitch about something else I did? Damn it. Babe, wait. I'm sorry I snapped at you. I didn't mean anything by it. I just... this has been the worst week I've had in a long time. I didn't want to worry you, so I've been keeping it to myself. But you deserve to know what's going on. Things just fucking keep going wrong at the office. My boss is... she's going crazy. She even threatened to fire me today. Can you believe that shit? Getting rid of me would be the stupidest decision that bitch has ever made, and she knows it. All the projects she brags about to the board of directors? My handiwork. I'm the reason she still has that cushy job of hers. And yet, she has the nerve to threaten me? You see how much fire's coming out of my eyes? It's obvious how I feel, but I shouldn't take it out on you. Come here. I was wrong. Wrong to yell at you. Could you forgive me? Thanks. Thank you, babe. You know I love you, right? More than anything in the world. But sadly, work problems aren't the only thing I'm dealing with. I've also been feeling more aggressive for some reason. Yesterday, I almost got in a fight with some succubi at the gym. And last night, when you fell asleep before me, I got the urge to rip off your underwear and mount you. No warning, no consent, just climbing on top and riding you until my pussy's dripping with your cum. I think I might be in heat. Yeah, I know. It has been a while since that happened last. We had sex a few days ago, but my Maya body's acting like it hasn't been touched for weeks. I even got a little wet when we kissed. I'm definitely in heat. There's just no other explanation. Can you help me take care of it? Like, right now? The more I look at you, the stronger the urges get. I don't want to risk doing something else to you that I'll regret. Fantastic. Put your arms around me. Kiss me. I feel that bulge in your pants. You're horny too. That'll speed things up. You smell so damn good. I'm gonna lift you up by your legs, okay? Are you comfortable? Good. Yeah. Oh, keep grinding on me. Oh, get that cock nice and hard. I'm going to be making real good use of it pretty soon. I'm going to set you down now. Follow me to the bedroom. It's the perfect place for what I'm going to do to you. Babe, stand in front of the bed. Okay. Okay. Move just a little to the left for me. Nope. Your left. Your left. All right. Oh, there. Stay right there. You like that? I figured I'd try pouncing on you for a change. You look so precious beneath my body. So vulnerable. I'm just like a hellhound's prey should be. Take off your pants. Now. Good. A few more seconds, I would have torn them off. So now it's my turn to grind on you. Rubbing my pussy on your shaft. Oh, fuck. Feels so fucking good. I could do this for hours. Days, even. Oh, fuck. I love hearing you moan. Moan for me. Do it. Do it again. And again. Do it. Moan for me. Again. And again. You feel how wet my pussy's getting. Oh, it's just sliding up and down, aching for your cock. All right. That's enough. That's enough. I need you inside me right now. Give me your legs. We're doing the Amazon. Yeah, I know we've never done it before, but if I'm going to meet with you, I got to do it properly right. I'm so going to fuck your brains out. When I'm done, you're going to be nothing but a whimper. You love this, don't you? Making my bells ring while being dominated by a strong, sexy hellhound. Getting used like the slut you are. Say it, baby. Say it. Tell me how much you love getting fucked. Music to my ears. Say it. I want to hear it. Right now. Tell me something. Anything. Tell me how you feel. Right now. Yes. Are you getting close? I'm not letting you go until you breed me. And not just once. You're gonna fill me up several times. My body is craving your seed right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Do it with me, baby. Shoot a huge fucking load inside me. Mark my fucking womb. God damn. That was great. Your cum feels warm in all the right places. How you doing, babe? Do you need some water or a snack before we go again? No? Good. Neither do I. All I need right now is you. That first load? It was pretty huge, but I'm going to need a lot more before I'm satisfied. Your balls. Let me feel them. I'm gonna go down to taste them. They're still heavy. They barely fit in my mouth, so I know you're good for it. Back up to you. My tits look nice, don't they? Bouncing up and down as I pound you into the mattress. That got you hard again real quick. If I didn't need to get bred so badly, I'd let you suck on him. Oh, babe, are you still doing okay? Are you getting sore at all? Are you sure? Well, let me know if I should slow down. I don't want to hurt you. My tail's going wild. Oh, and I'll probably move faster the closer I get to. Yes, it sure is. Oh, my God, babe. All those whimpers are so cute. Oh. Hearing them makes me want to hold you so tightly. I promise. I promise we'll cuddle after all this is over. Maybe we'll even do some cuddle fucking. Oh, fuck. I was already close, but fuck. Feeling your cock twitches. Pushing me to the edge. I'm ready for another load, babe. Please. So fucking ready. Pump me full of your seed. Pump a whole fucking litter into me. Make me howl. Fuck. Wow. That was even better than the first time. I'm glad you have the stamina for this. Most humans don't. Just one of the many reasons I love you. Oh, wow. So much cum in me. And yet, it's still not enough. I'm gonna need more. More. More, damn it. Please. Please. Tell me you can go another round. Tell me there's still some gas in that beautiful fucking tank of yours. There is. And, you're sure you don't want to break first? I mean, not even a short one? Okay, all right, babe. You asked for it. You asked for the Amazon, yeah? Well, we've never gone three times in a row before. Yeah. Humans don't go into heat, do they? Yeah, I didn't think so. You just need it that badly, don't you? Huh. Well, trust me, babe. That feeling is more than mutual. Back inside me. I'm just going to sit on you and ripple around your cock. Oh, you look at me. Look up at me. Look up at me. That look in your eyes as you look up at me and I ripple around your cock. Okay. Now I can move around you. Moving up and down on your cock. Fuck. 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 I'm getting sweaty. Doesn't matter though. I can go all night as long as it's with you. Oh. Oh, babe. I love you too. I love your eyes, your smile, your chest. Your cock, obviously. You're fucking perfect. Oh, look into my eyes. Please, look into my eyes. They burn hot for you. You're mine. Understand? Nobody else's. My boyfriend. My mate. My everything. God, 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 I can't wait for you to knock me up. There's no one else I'd rather have a child with. What do you think, babe? How would I look with a soft, round, full, taut belly full of your child? You still think I'd be sexy? Really? It just gets better and better with you, doesn't it? Fuck, 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 fuck. I'm almost there. Oh, and you're twitching again. Oh, this is it, baby. Give it to me. And give me your fucking seed. Make this horny hound mommy. Please. Please, please. Fuck. I feel it. My pussy is filled to the brim. 10 out of 10 job on the breeding, babe. I don't care who or what they were. No creature could ask for better lay than you. I think maybe that's enough for tonight. I've still got energy, but I don't want to push you past your limits. Plus, your cum is barely staying inside me at this point. Come lie next to me. I want to hold you in my arms. Please, right here. Your skin is so soft. Did you enjoy yourself? I mean, obviously I did, but your feelings, they actually matter a whole lot more. I'm glad to hear it. Oh, don't worry about the sheets, babe. I'll change them in the morning. You know, I can't say this enough, but I really do love you. I've had a good feeling about you ever since the day we met. And, it's only gotten stronger with time. No. I'm pretty sure I love you more. You. More. Babe, you're not going to win this. You know why? I guess I can just lick your face. You know as well as I do that licking means more to a hellhound than kissing does. It's the ultimate expression of love for us. We only do it to those that we really, well, that we want to mate with for life. I'll admit, though, kisses, they do have a certain charm to them. Maybe we'll call it a draw. Kisses and licks. You want to hop in the shower, or should we just call it a night? Oh, fair enough. I didn't really want to let go of you anyway. It's a good thing tomorrow's Saturday. No need to wake up early. We can kick back, relax, talk about the future. Like the children we're gonna have. I'm sure you're gonna make a great father. Anyway, let's get some sleep. Good night. Good night, babe. Good night, Daddy. That was awesome. My face is, one moment, I just need to wipe my face off. I really do wish I could go on video sometimes because, well, there are some things that I would never, ever, ever, ever want any of you to see. And then other things I definitely want you to see. And if I could just be super selective about anyway. That was a really amazing script, Fluff. Thank you so much. I think the only other script I've done of Fluff's, it was the McDonald's. Unless I'm mistaken, it was the McDonald's one that I did with, I don't even remember the other two women. That's terrible. It was either two or three other women, and I played a cat girl, and that's when I really learned how to purr while giving a, like, it was hard to purr while giving a blowjob. And I will always, always remember that. That was a live performance, I think. And I was in the middle of, like, finally getting in the flow of the purring and meowing blowjob when I think it was JRP came in. And he said something like, "Wow, purring and blowjobs, something I never knew I needed in my life." Oh, Tarian. Oh, thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. I'm not going to assume that you came, but thank you for being here. And thank you always for being here and supporting and stuff. Drinking and reading up above. Someone was concerned about my vocal. Oh, rough on my voice. It wasn't rough on my voice, Gideon Medic. My voice, I have a lot of vocal stamina. I think it's my operatic training, maybe. But no, I'm good. I need to make sure that I stay hydrated. But, and I'm a little bit, I'm the tiniest bit congested. But no, like I could scream all night and my voice would be okay. I mean, assuming I screamed with proper support. Okay, I sound drunk and I'm not. That's a side effect of doing these live performances.